For thousands of years, rabbis and cantors and congregations around the world have dealt with the same problem. And that problem being, when you read the same words in our prayer books, day after day after day, how does one keep the words of our prayers alive and fresh and relevant? When you go through each page, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, the evening, on Shabbat, how do you keep the words that you almost know by heart? How do you keep them meaningful and significant? There's actually a hint in our Torah portion this morning. As you saw, we read the Ten Commandments, and as well we saw the Shema and V'ahavta. And what's interesting about the Shema and V'ahavta is that the way the Shema and V'ahavta were read in ancient times is very different than the way we read the Shema today. Today, the way that we read the Shema is that we listen to one of our cantors or one of our lay people lead the service. We cover our eyes, and essentially, it feels as if the Shema is a private, individual act. Well, in ancient times, it was the exact opposite. You see, the leader of the congregation would hold up the Torah, very similar to the way that Cantor Gol was holding the Torah for us during the Torah service, but would hold up the Torah in front of the congregation. The Torah scroll was wide open, and the leader would point to the Shema every single time. Every single time the Shema was said, they would hold up the Torah and point to where the verse is written. And then the lay leader would belt out the Shema, and in response, the congregation would get down on their knees and bow, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, the line that we're used to saying silently during the year but out loud on Yom Kippur. So in essence, every single time there was a prayer moment, it was an experience, a give and take between the leader and the kahal, the congregation. But as you see, once the Romans began persecuting the Jews more frequently, this exchange of the Shema transitioned from a public act to a private one. And what's fascinating is that the Midrash says that every single time we say the Shema, whether it's in ancient times or today, one must read the Shema not as if it is an antiquated edict, but rather a message that one wants to run in order to read and hear as if they have heard it for the first time. So what do we do today? Today, when we do not have that dramatic reading of the Shema every single morning, today, when we are ensconced in that individual concentration of prayer, how do we keep the words fresh and relevant? Abraham Joshua Heschel gives us a taste of an answer. What he says is that we cannot look at prayer as a form of speech. We can't look at prayer the same way we would if we were opening up a play to read or a book or a newspaper. Rather, the way to experience prayer is to partake in prayer. The way to experience prayer is to look at it as if you are seeing it and feeling it and hearing it for the very first time. Instead of coming into shul and watching, as Abraham Joshua Heschel says, we have to come into shul ready to experience. We have to look at the words of the Siddur not as ancient terminology, but as an edict, as messages we are ready to run to each and every time. So this morning, I ask you, don't sit back Do not relax. Don't sit back and enjoy the show. This morning, instead of being in the passenger seat, each one of us has the opportunity to be in the driver's seat. And I ask you, partake, experience, connect, run to those prayers, and pray. Shabbat Shalom.